This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 6th of March 2022. Today is the Club Focus Edition and we have news from clubs and stories of interest to clubs and individuals alike. There's actually been a lot going on in amateur radio in this country and you've come to the right place to hear it all. On News West, we report without fear or favour. You can hear News West on air, on demand and online. Visit our website, vk6.net, to find out how. So let's get on with it. I've heard a few comments recently from people saying that News West engages in WIA bashing. I've spelled it out before and let's do it again. I and News West are not anti-Wireless Institute of Australia. We wish the organisation to function well, but it's not. Hopefully it will come good. We really hope so. What we do from time to time isn't WIA bashing. What we do is call out the poor behaviour of individuals, whether they are in the WIA's inner circle or believe that they are acting on behalf of or in defence of the Wireless Institute. We've told you several times that the president of the Wireless Institute wants things to change, but he's outvoted in board meetings by directors who don't want change. I've had a few conversations with Scott, the WIA president. I know what I'm talking about. I've invited him to Perth Tech, and he's keen to attend. There's so much I could say here, naming names and so on, however, I'm not going to do that, unless it's of benefit to the Wireless Institute to do so. What needs to happen is that instead of sticking your fingers in your ears and going la 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 whenever we raise the subject, why not listen? Then email the WIA president. His email address is president@wia.org.au and ask what you can do to support him. Or would you rather shoot the messenger? And there's a couple of people here in VK6 who make it their business to do so. To recap, we are not anti-WIA. We are not anti-WIA. We are not anti-WIA. However, we will expose and condemn the poor behaviour of those who practice victimisation, exclusion and vilification. It's happening now as I speak.
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6 Charlie Sierra Whiskey, reminding you that tomorrow is the first Monday of the month, time for the March Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia's bulletin to go to air. Don't forget, too, that the next lunchtime meeting for members and friends of the RAOTC is at the Bayswater Hotel, Bayswater, on this Tuesday, March the 8th, starting at around midday. Everyone's welcome to join in and have an eyeball QSO, but do remember that WA public health rules apply in all restaurants. As well as the latest club news, Ian, VK3JS, will be telling us the story of the last Morse telegrams in New Zealand, followed by some historical articles from 1983, and then I'll be outlining the history of ferrites. And you might be surprised to learn who first used these now indispensable devices to miniaturise their military communications equipment. Everyone, RAOTC members and non-members alike, is most welcome to listen to the programme and to join in the callbacks afterwards. The monthly bulletin is transmitted via a wide range of times, modes and frequencies, all of which can be found on the RAOTC website at www.raotc.org.au or just Google RAOTC Broadcasts. Tomorrow, as well as the 20-metre SSB transmissions on 14.150MHz at 00 and 01 hours UTC, that's 8 AM and 9 AM WA local time, there are other more local transmissions as well. At 8 AM local time, there's a transmission via digital mobile radio on the VKDMR network Talk Group 5. At 9 AM, Chris, VK6JI, will transmit the bulletin on 80 metres on 3620 kHz. At 10 AM, there's a transmission via the News West linked repeater system, simultaneously with one on 40 metres on 7088 kHz, again by Chris, VK6JI. This Wednesday, March the 9th, We have a D-Star broadcast at 4:30 p.m. WA local time. This will be transmitted via D-Star Reflector 91C and will follow the D-Star newsline. Additionally, on the Sunday following the first Monday of the month, repeats of the RAOTC bulletin follow the 160 and 40 metre broadcasts of the WIA news. If you wish, you can download the audio file at any time from today from the RAOTC website. But if you do listen this way, a brief feedback comment would be appreciated so that we know how many take advantage of this service. Once again, tune in tomorrow for the March broadcast, and we look forward to hearing your call sign in the callbacks. 73 from Clive, VK6CSW.
Last week, we announced a shift in date for Perth Tech this year to the 22nd of October, because that's when we have the most chance of being able to stage a live show, complete with bells and whistles, and hopefully without COVID busting our plans. The COVID show is predicted to fade out by the end of August, so we're banking on nearly 2 months more to be sure. Whether or not you're a WA Amateur Radio News member, we'd be happy to receive your support at Perth Tech, of course by attending, but by also offering to pick up a task or two on the day. More on that in future months. The things you must need to know about Perth Tech is to mark your diary and keep the date clear. You could think long and hard about it if you'd like to be a presenter at Perth Tech. Do you have something interesting to share? Or dob in someone you think would do well? Alternatively, we'll have a trade display area, and a space can also be made available to show off your projects and specialties. You know, show and tell. We'll be inviting traders to set up tables. Once again, mark your diary, listen out for updates, and visit vk6.net for information.
Good morning from Ham College. Unfortunately, due to the pending COVID outbreak and the continued increase in positive cases, we at Ham College have decided to postpone the start of the 2022 Standard and Advanced course. We are continually monitoring the situation and we hope to start the course soon. The next foundation course is on the 2nd and 3rd of April, depending on what the COVID situation is like. If you would like to sit the course, please register through our website www.hamcollege.org.au. The next assessment session will be on the 9th of April. We can conduct a foundation, standard, advanced, and practical assessments. If you'd like to sit an exam, please send your inquiry through our website www.hamcollege.org.au. If you would like to sit an exam outside of this session, or you would like a remote examination, please send your inquiry through our website www.hamcollege.org.au. The Ham College Information Beacon is looking for content. You can submit your own recording, or if you provide a script, we can record it for you. A recording can be made through Audacity and compiled into a 256 kilobit mono sound file. You can contact the Beacon team at vk6rib@hamcollege.org.au. That's Victor Kilo 6, Romeo India Bravo at hamcollege.org.au. We conduct our meetings every month on the second Wednesday at 7 p.m. All are welcome to attend. As the majority of our meetings are online, if you would like to join, please send your inquiry through our website www.hamcollege.org.au. This has been Chris, Victor Kilo 6, Charlie Foxtrot for Ham College 73s.
This is VK6ARN, and you're listening to News West.
This from Rob, VK6LD. Hi all. A group of 9 amateurs attended Manjimup recently for a working bee at the VK6RMJ repeater site. The working bee was arranged by Craig, VK6LAM, and Max, VK6FN. Tasks for the day included assessing the existing mast and guy wires, retensioning those wires, installing a 12-volt battery system, trickle charger, and 12-volt power distribution, checking the existing antennas and re-terminating coax connectors. Reinstalled the VK6 RMJ 2-meter repeater after a 2-year hiatus and installing a new 2-meter APRS digipeater system. It was a hot day in the RMJ paddock, so plenty of water, sunscreen and shade was needed, as well as AeroGuard for the March flies. Morning tea and lunch was supplied by the Southern Electronics Group for the attendees. The 2-meter APRS digipeater was switched on first, and signals found their way through to the APRS system via VK6 RBN Busselton and VK6 RMW Mount William. The 2-meter voice repeater was switched on next, and after a couple of false starts, it was confirmed to be working back towards Manjimup town site and beyond. The Manjimup 2-meter all-star node was reactivated, and all looked to be working well. For the APRS dot watchers, over the following week, the VK6 RMJ3 digipeater was heard numerous times by VK6 SR10 at Mount Barker, VK6 RAW3 at Katanning, VK6 RMS at Mount Saddleback in Boddington, and VK6 RMW3 at Mount William. It now fills in quite a decent gap in the southwest corner, so many thanks to Craig, VK6 LAM, for the digipeater build. A big thanks also to Craig for all his time and work arranging and leading the working bee, doing the running around and acquiring all the new equipment for the site and bringing the whole show together. Thanks also to Max, VK6FN, for the great Manjimup hospitality, Ray, VK6ZRW, for getting the 2-meter cavities tuned and working so well, and Darren, VK6EK, and Mike, VK6MN, for bringing the 500 litres of water, plus fire pump, and a variety of tools to be on hand in the ute that came in very handy. Finally, many thanks to all the hard-working volunteers who gave up their time and made the day a success. Signal reports for 2-meter FM and APRS are welcome. Thanks to Rob, VK6 Lima Delta, for the story.
Hello, this is Chris, VK3QB. As many listeners will already have heard, an on-air campaign was launched to help celebrate the 90th anniversary of the ABC. The special event call sign, VK90ABC, is being used by VK amateurs to share this good news story with fellow amateur radio operators across Australia and around the world. After just 4 weeks, VK90ABC has made over 2,100 contacts across 80 countries using single sideband, CW and FT8. The website has been visited by about 1,700 people and word of the event is spreading. Already, there have been two interviews with ABC radio stations, with Paul, VK5 Papa Alpha Sierra, being interviewed by ABC Riverland broadcaster Matt Stevens, and Andy, VK3 Victor Kilo Tango, being interviewed by Macca on Australia All Over. Both Paul and Andy are great on-air ambassadors for our hobby. You can listen to these interviews by heading to the website vk90abc.net and following the links. Do you work for the ABC? Did you work for the ABC? We're keen to hear from ABC employees, past and present, to share your stories about the ABC. We're planning more events and news releases in the coming weeks and months to help celebrate Auntie's 90th anniversary and, of course, to promote the hobby of amateur radio. If you'd like to be part of this special event and use the call sign, just head to the website vk90abc.net, read the policy of use, and then click the Book VK90ABC link. If you have any questions or would like more information, please send an email to info@vk90abc.net. Everyone is welcome to apply. Help us celebrate the ABC's 90th anniversary and promote our hobby. 7-3 from Chris, VK3QB.
This is just a quickie to remind you that the John Moyle Memorial Field Day is on in 2 weeks' time. So especially if you haven't done it before and you need to prepare a bit of stuff, you probably should have started preparing now just to make sure there are some aids available. to help you get a better score. And one of those is a list of contact frequencies for local contacts in between working all the interstate stuff. That'll be distributed by us or by someone else on the WA Hams email list. I think it's already up on the vk6.net website somewhere, and I'll make sure it's prominent there. But anyway, more on this in next week's contesting edition, and I look forward to more people from Western Australia playing in this contest. It's great fun.
WA Amateur Radio News is the amateur radio club that produces the weekly news program, News West. You're listening to him. We strive to produce an amateur radio news program that is about, or at least relevant, to amateur radio in Western Australia. We're a small club, and we don't need to be a large club, as our success isn't measured by how many members we have. However, new members are always welcome, even members who don't do much else than turn up at the AGM and pat the news team on the back every now and then. Oh, perhaps you put your hand up to do stuff at Perth Tech. Now, back to News West. There's a few things we need. We can always do with extra voices in the news reading department, and more critically, we're in need of people who will write news stories. Do you think you could be interested in helping out? We can provide training in writing and recording stories. It's not that hard, really. It's more of a confidence thing. Send us an email if you're interested to newswest@vk6.net. Don't be shy.
Does your club run amateur radio classes? Would you like a pack of useful information to help your students as they commence their journey of amateur radio? We've put together a portfolio of documents to introduce newcomers to the hobby. It includes a Welcome to Amateur Radio guidebook, a VK Regulations handbook, Getting Started with Repeaters, an Australian Band Plan quick reference guide, an Interference Resolution Process guide, and a list of useful websites and information sheet. If your club would like us to post your free copies of these packs, just drop us an email. All we ask is that your club covers the postage costs. For more information, visit our website, vkradioamateurs.org. That's one word, vkradioamateurs.org, and search for Welcome Packs. Or just send us an email. RASA is the only representative association providing on-the-ground pragmatic help for Australian amateur radio clubs. Send us an email for more info. And the email address is info@vkradioamateurs.org. Once again, that's info@vkradioamateurs.org. 7-3 from Chris, VK3QB.
Unfortunately, we're a bit light on for club news this week, with a few regular contributors missing in action. It's not as though clubs aren't doing anything. They're all busy. I was particularly hoping to hear a wrap on last week's Parkfest, because it was great. Hopefully we'll hear something next week, and I hope to hear from all of you in the next Club Focus episode. But do remember, you're welcome to send in announcements for inclusion in any week. It's easy to send news items for inclusion in News West. You can either send text for us to record, but we really do prefer you to record it yourself, because using your voice adds authenticity to your story and relieves our team of another task. And it saves you hearing the same old voices going womph, womph, womph. So they're all perfectly valid reasons. Send your items as email attachments to newswest@vk6.net. You heard earlier from Chris, VK3QB, about the VK90ABC special event callsign and its success so far. This and other special event callsigns deserve as much publicity as we can give them. It's a pity, then, that the National Bugle of the WIA can't bring themselves to broadcast the reports and promo material that has been submitted to them. Rather, they make a grudging little grunts about it because they were told to. Remember my comments earlier in the program? Perfect example. Amateur radio in Australia has become all about who does something rather than promoting the good thing that they are doing. But anyway, we've got a good news story for you that the national news passed up. So you're hearing it on News West. The next item is an interview from the ABC between Andy VK3VKT and Macca last Sunday morning. Did you hear it? Thanks and acknowledgement to the ABC for the audio.
G'day, this is Macca. Yeah, g'day, Macca. My name's Andrew from Camperdown, Victoria. Over.
Yeah, over. Quick, you've got a minute or two, so quickly, okay. what's on your mind, Andrew?
What I'm ringing you about is the Amateur Radio Society throughout Australia is celebrating the 90 years of the ABC being a broadcasting on air. We have a special event call sign, which is Victor Kilo 90 ABC, and there's various amateur radio operators throughout Australia and throughout Victoria operating the call sign as much as we can to get as many contacts out there and to publicise that Auntie is now 90 years old.
Yeah, that's right. So our 90th year this year, and we're going to do some bits and pieces. The ABC is, I think, going to have a bit of a show on that on ABC TV, and we're going to talk to people who've been part of the ABC, certainly while I've been here in the last 40 years, which is a while. But so it's VK90 ABC, is that right?
Yeah, VK90 ABC is the call sign, and amateur radio operators worldwide are coming back. It's what we call a special event call sign. They're highly sought after, and people from all over the world try and contact us and get it in their logbooks.
Good on you, Andrew. Thanks, mate.
Next week is the contesting edition of News West. We'll bring you news of contests coming up and perhaps stories about contesting. We say perhaps because there may not be any of those stories unless the people who do the contesting tell us their stories. We've often heard the cry that we need more entrants in contests, especially the Aussie contests. So, if you're an Aussie contester, you can actually do something to encourage others to join in the fun. Your story can be anything to do with contesting, from something instructional or inspirational to a story about the goings-on of a particular contest. Or, tell us how you prepared for the contest. You see, the things that you do may seem pretty ordinary to you, but when you tell your stories, it informs and encourages others. You can send your story as an email attachment to newswest@vk6.net, and we need it by noon on Friday, please.
This is News West from VK6 ARN.
WAVHF Group News for News West, Sunday the 6th of February 2022. The VHF Group had its first general meeting for 2022 on Monday the 24th of January. The meeting was well attended, possibly because Bob, VK6 POP, had been invited to speak about VK6 news. The presentation covered several aspects of the news, including how to write and record articles. Bob also detailed how the news is compiled and transmitted. The expose was well received, and no individuals or organisations were defamed during the presentation, depending on who you ask, of course. Details of the upcoming amateur-led commemoration of the 80th anniversary of the integration of the Lancaster Bombers into the European Aviation Theatre of War in 1942 were explained by Rob, VK6WHO, formerly VK6FRDM, and Dennis, VK6AKR, our president. Three AR jurisdictions are taking part in this commemoration, which acknowledges the contribution of airmen from those countries who undertook numerous bombing raids during the operation of the Lancaster. The Australians lost 3,486 airmen in the course of the bombing raids. The UK and Canadian and Australian societies have joined in to make this a memorable event. The UK will operate the call sign using GV80LAN. Canada has been granted VE380LAN, and Australia has been located VK80LAN. The event will commence at 2000 hours local time on March the 1st this year. It is hoped that the opening broadcast will be conducted via EchoLink from the Lancaster Bomber housed in the Raffa Museum in Ball Creek. Reg, a VK6BQQ, with his unique Canadian aviation experience, will hopefully get approval to broadcast from that location. Information regarding the event has been published on the QRZ.com webpage, and a roster is being drawn up for those clubs and individual stations throughout the month of March this year who may wish to operate the call sign. The VHF Group Club continues to meet on the fourth Monday of the month for general meetings, as well as the first and third Saturdays of the month for activity days at Wireless Hill, beginning around 12 o'clock. We would like to stress that the club is not a one-trick pony, as members and club operate using all modes and bands and take part in field days and activities and contests. Please come along and enjoy the AR activities and social camaraderie. Sometimes we even have cake. That's your lot for the month.
Are you suffering RFI problems? The online resource QRM Guru has supplied about 150 QRM kill kits and 30 DF loops to VK amateurs in the last couple of years. These kits and the techniques on the website have assisted many Australian amateurs to locate and resolve their QRM problems. If your noise floor is high, or you're suffering annoying spikes on your preferred operating frequencies, or power line noise is wiping out 40 metres, head over to QRM Guru and read about the techniques, case studies, and hints and tips to help you identify and resolve your noise issues. If you need some help, check out the process that will guide you through a structured approach to problem identification and resolution. If you need a little extra help, we offer an online email-based support service. Just head to qrm.guru and follow the links. There's a structured process, case studies, online tutorials, and online help, and loads of useful pages to help you learn about QRM and how to resolve it. Amateur radio is a hobby of experimentation, self-help, and skills development. If you're suffering from QRM, why not rope in some friends and see what you can do to identify and minimise your local noise? And of course, check out QRM Guru. If your club would like a demo of QRM Guru, please drop us an email, info@vkradioamateurs.org. That's info@vkradioamateurs.org. This is Chris, VK3QB, 73.
Good morning, Roy, VK6X-Ray Victor, with this week's helpline for the 6th of March, 2022. Once again, this week, not many items. We're getting very light on lately, so might be coming to the end of helpline soon by the look of things. It's getting less and less each week. And today I only have a repeat of looking for wanted vintage radio valves by COSA. They're looking for a valve type number 215 Sierra Golf. It's a 4-pin base with a screw top cap. And also looking for one only valve type 210 Romeo Golf, which is also a 4-pin base. And if available, any age but able to work, please. If you can contact Ron, VK6 Alpha Romeo Echo, his phone number 0477 662 817. That number again is 0477 662 817, or 0408 251 498, 0408 251 498. And that, my friends, is all for this week. Very light and lonely. If you have any items for next week, please contact me. The email address, victorkilo6xrayvictor@bigpond.com, victorkilo6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. 73 from me and 73 from him also.
Thanks for listening. Please stick around for callbacks and buy a beer for the broadcaster. Speaking of whom, thanks broadcasters and callback collectors for what you do. Thanks to the contributors external to our News West team, your efforts are greatly appreciated. The team this week was Roy VK6XV, Andrew VK6AS and Mike VK6KMS. And I'm Bob VK6POP, the News West producer, still. Next week we're sticking our noses into contesting, and meanwhile, if you've never entered the John Moyle contest, consider doing it. You've got 2 weeks to prepare. Next week we'll be going through final preparations for a portable contest. Meanwhile, you should get on air and make a noise.